I'm Jess.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are
the Iggy Parents.
Welcome to episode 60. We're moving to YouTube.
Love YouTube. I love podcasts and I also love YouTube. So this
episode might come as a shock to you.
But
we've been really focusing on where we spend our time and energy these days and how we can focus that towards our Iggy Parents business side of things. So after some careful thought and brainstorming and sort of refocusing of our energy, Ryan and I came to the conclusion that we're really happy with the Iggy Parents podcast and everything that we have shared with you about our lives, guests we've had on the show. And we've been finding that so many episodes, we really wish we had a visual way of sharing this information with you.
So specifically, recently we just did the coat colors episode and also our collars and harnesses episode. And both of those definitely lend themselves to having visuals that go along with them.
And while we could post IGTVs on Instagram, I just feel like we're really craving having another outlet that is long form video, that is not just another reel or a TikTok, but time when we can really spend with you. We hope you come find us on YouTube and you can see and listen to all of the content that we're going to present there.
So this podcast started last year out of the blog that we started along with our Instagram now 2 years ago. So when we first started the blog, and then again, when we started the podcast, we made a big long list of topics that we wanted to cover. And honestly, now that we're 60 episodes in, we have covered basically all of those topics. And it's tough in a medium like podcasting to rehash or go over the same kind of topics again. So we're looking for some way that we can get this information across in a new and different way.
And bring more value to you with the visual. Obviously, the dogs are cute, so they're going to be making a lot of cameos that you would never get to experience on the podcast. But also having graphics and using Ryan's visual skills to present that to you.
Right. We have been practicing our YouTube skills recently with Jess's channel. So Jess has a Lululemon and fitness TikTok that in the last month or so, she has transitioned to also doing YouTube videos about Lululemons and reviews and hauls. And that has really sharpened our skills in video editing, which honestly is kind of where I came from. Like when I was in university, I fell in love with photography after I fell in love with video editing. The podcast came because we thought we would be able to have this conversation about all of these topics. But now that we have this base of all the topics that we've covered in the podcast, it's going to be fun to look at those in a new way and try and figure out how we can best get that information out to you on YouTube.
I think with YouTube as well, we're going to find more creativity with the type of content we can bring you. For example, we started a series we were hoping to continue of product reviews, Italian Greyhound products, dog products, and maybe any products that will relate to your life with an Italian Greyhound. But we found that we were spending so much time on the podcast and preparing outlines and preparing for guests or new topics and researching that all of our energy went towards the podcast. And we have talked about our YouTube before, and we just haven't been able to post there consistently. So we're wanting to change our focus and energy towards that medium using long form video so that we can really re-examine all of the topics we've talked about already on the Iggy Parents, but then maybe also start to add new creative ways of showing you things like product reviews and maybe even a vlog style, a day in the life. We are going to be moving back to Toronto, so we're very excited about our move. And eventually, we are moving to New York City. So having this YouTube channel, I think, will grow with us and we will be able to share so much visually that I think is going to be really exciting. And so while this feels like it's not a farewell, but it does feel a bit like an ending. And maybe this is an ending of season one of the Iggy Parents. And maybe we come back for season two. Maybe we come back on a monthly basis. Maybe we come back weekly, but in a very long time. We're not sure exactly when we're going to be able to dive back into this podcast, But we just want to let you know that we're not really going anywhere. We're just sending this information and this content to a different place.
You can also still find us on all of the social media that we have built up over the last couple of years. So Instagram, still our first love, where we always think of ourselves as home on the internet. And we've been having a lot of fun with TikTok, doing trend videos, but also some fun information videos, like what even is an Italian Greyhound for people that don't know, and things like Apple AirTags and things that lend themselves to that kind of video are really fun to make on TikTok and Instagram, and will still be there for sure. There's a couple other places that you'll be able to find us as well. We are still planning to go ahead with our Patreon, which right now has Real Talk, our social media podcast, which will be bi-weekly. So if you love the sound of our voices, you can still find us there.
If it's not just me talking into the mic, liking the sound of my own voice alone in a room. Or at least I'm with you, Ryan. Not alone.
I'm here. I was like, when are you record? Are you just sitting down here listening to your own voice alone?
I'm secretly like sitting in a closet and just talking into the microphone, practicing exercises.
But unlike the Iggy Parents that we've been doing weekly for a year now, we really have not gotten into all of the topics that we want to cover in Real Talk. The other thing we have on our Patreon is Bedtime Puppy Tales, our nighttime story podcast for dog lovers, which we have a few recorded that are going to be going out soon, some more that are recorded. And for those that are subscribed to our newsletter, we really want to make a focus on that as well, because we have always just used it as a way to tell you what we're up to. So we have a new product launch, we have a new episode of the podcast, but we would love to make that another vehicle for getting out this kind of information that we're no longer going to be doing on the podcast.
Yeah, I think that, again, we're changing the way that we're using media.
Yeah.
And we're still the same Iggy Parents that you have come to know and hopefully enjoy listening to. So we're just going to be bringing you the same content in a different way.
Right. It's still going to be about Italian Greyhound parents. It's going to be the good, the bad, and the ugly. So it's not just the pretty Instagram photos, or it's not just the viral videos. Like I say, we want to make your life as an Iggy parent or a dog parent easier. But we feel like we have done that through this medium all that we can for right now.
And it's been such a blast. We may or may not be back soon or later, but please get in contact with us if you have any requests, if there's any podcast guests you would love for us to have on this show in particular. Or, again, like we said, check out our Patreon. And if you want to learn more about social media, or you would like meditative bedtime stories about dogs, we are there, and we are still actively creating content for the Patreon.
So if you are not subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, you can look for us there. We're planning to maybe do weekly, maybe do more than once a week, maybe do sporadically. Not sure about the
I think at least weekly.
That's
because we're in the habit
too.
Of doing this podcast. So yeah, at least a weekly video. But again, it might not be a 60-minute recorded video.
Right. It'll be a tightly edited version of this. And maybe that speaks to people more than this podcast has.
It's
like
true.
It might be even better.
Who knows?
Who knows? It's
exciting. Won't know until we try.
Yeah, it's true.
Pup dates.
One more pup date.
One more, because you're not going to get away without a pup date. So one pup date is today we went into Toronto because
there was an Iggy meetup.
What?
Then I went to solo.
Oh my gosh. I was teaching fitness and I could not go, and I'm very upset. But Ryan, tell everyone about the Iggy meetup.
So there was probably 20 or 25 Iggies there. It was very hip and happening. Got to see some people that we hadn't seen in a long time. Got to see some people that we have only ever met online. So that was fun as well. It felt like, oh, everyone talks to Jess on the DMs and she's not here, but hi, I'm still here and the dogs are here and they're great. There's a woman there that cuts the nails of the dogs, and she does a wonderful job, like even better than some groomers that we have been to. And our dogs were champs. Honestly, Phoebe is getting more comfortable around all of the people and all of the dogs. So she does want to be near me the whole time. But when I picked her up, I could hand her off to someone else and she would let them hold her. So I call that progress and a win for this adventure for sure.
And we hope to have Iggy meetups in Toronto every month.
Yeah, they have been a monthly thing in the past. And then this is our second one since things have reopened here.
Can't wait. I hope I get to go next time.
Yeah, let's hope it works with the timing.
I know.
We also, because it's the beginning of the month, had to give the girls their tick medication because it's summer here.
Tick and flea.
Tick and flea.
Heartworm? I don't know what it is.
I think it's tick and heartworm or flea and heartworm.
No, it's tick.
It's tick, yeah. Okay, it's tick and heartworm then.
Okay.
So we had to give the girls their tick and heartworm medication because it's the beginning of the month. It's a monthly thing for us. But we tried something new this month that we weren't sure about, but we thought would work. So the first month that we gave it to them, they just ate it right away. But then last month when we tried, they were a little more skeptical.
Phoebe was more skeptical.
And that made us think this month, maybe we should try something different. So Jess took a tiny piece of cheese and wrapped it around the medication. And for both of the dogs, they just ate it right up. We were nervous about it because I guess it's 2 years ago now or last year.
Last year on my birthday.
Last year on your birthday. Adelaide had a situation where she had too much cheese because she ate around the pill the first time trying to. Anyways, it went super well. I think that their digestive systems held up to that small amount of cheese.
And we didn't get a video of Phoebe doing it, but after we saw her do it, it was so hilarious. We took a video of Adelaide eating the little cheese ball.
Yeah, we got to post that because the cheese like disappears way quicker than you would expect.
And the cheese really molds to the medication very well.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I can like roll it into a little ball. Anyway, stay tuned for our reels and TikToks regarding medication and cheese.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to moving back to the city because we're going to be living right on a trail. And the dogs have gotten so used to walking on the trails in the country here where we live with my parents that now we're going to be back in the city. I was a little worried we wouldn't have places to take them, but I can't wait to take them to the Beltline.
Yeah, it's basically the backyard of our apartment, which is super fun. And it's like, are we going to have to continually look for places that are near trails in the future?
Seriously. Also, Toronto has a lot of dog-friendly patios and places for dogs that we can go eat on a patio.
Yeah, we were looking into them for today. We ran out of time and didn't have time to go to a patio after Jess's class. But that's something we are looking forward to once we do get back into the city.
And for an example, this is something that you might see on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We might do a review of places to go for lunch with your dog in Toronto. So
yeah, more stuff to look out for.
I know. I'm just so excited. It feels like a weird episode because it's short. We're just, you know, ending it now. But I think things are looking up. Things are looking bright. So thank you so much to everyone who listens here. And we love you. And we're not going anywhere. Find us on our social media as always. Chat with us in the DMs. And look out for upcoming videos on YouTube.
And if you're listening to this episode or any of your favorite episodes, if you could screenshot it and send it to us on or tag us on your story, we'd love to see that, just to see the people that do listen. This is kind of a one-sided communication, so we're not always sure of who it is that's listening out there in the void, but we have really enjoyed being able to talk to you, and we will see you elsewhere on the internet, but you're not getting rid of us that easy. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Iggy Parents.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we'd love if you left us a review. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help us get discovered by new Iggy parents and dog lovers alike.
You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening or wherever podcasts are found.
Our new vlog is going up on YouTube featuring Phoebe's journey through puppyhood.
Don't miss out on every pup date by subscribing to our newsletter at theiggyparents.com/newsletter.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by The Iggy Parents Shop. If you're looking for another way to support what we do here, check out our merch at theiggyparents.com/shop.
And don't forget to connect with us on Instagram by sharing your thoughts with us and your friends. Tag at The Iggy Parents, at Iggy Adelaide, and now you can even reach us at Iggy Phoebe.
Bye for now from Ryan,
Jess,
Adelaide,
and Phoebe.